discontent, and enormously, compellingly human, has since set literature on fire. And now, fathers and sons.
Chapter 1. Well, Pyotr, not in sight yet? Was the question asked on May the 20th, 1859, by a gentleman of a little over 40 in a dusty coat and checked trousers, who came out without his hat onto the low steps of the posting station at S. He was addressing his servant, a chubby young fellow with whitish down on his chin and little lackluster eyes. The servant, in whom everything, the turquoise ring in his ear, the streaky hair plastered with grease, and the civility of his movements, indicated a man of the new, improved generation, glanced with an air of indulgence along the road and made answer.
No, sir, not in sight.
Not in sight? Repeated his master.
No, sir,
responded the man a second time. His master sighed and sat down on a little bench. We will introduce him to the reader while